Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Saturday, the 9th of January. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. In the news today, we'll bring you up to speed with how the Australia versus India test match is going. That's the third test match in their series. Also in the cricket, we have news from the Super Smash as well. Also over in basketball, there's news in the NBA and also news from a pre-season game in the ANBL for the New Zealand Breakers. We had the finals in the men's singles and the women's pairs in the Bowls Nationals Championship. We'll bring you those results. A-League was back in action as well. The beach volleyball is also the national tour is kicking off this weekend. This is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news and in the NBA. Yesterday we saw the Spurs beating the Lakers 118-109. Means that the Lakers dropped off top space in the Eastern Conference, and now the Suns, Clippers and Lakers are all on six wins at the top of the Eastern Conference, two games clear of the Jazz and the chasing group. Over in the Eastern Conference, the Pelicans are part of that chasing group. Pelicans will be back in action today playing the Hornets, who have a poor start to the season. They have had three wins and five losses over on the Eastern side, where the 76ers are still top, one game ahead of the Magic, Pacers and Celtics. Game between the Pelicans and Hornets is at 1:30 p.m. New Zealand time today, so don't miss that one. Over in the ANBL, and the New Zealand Breakers had a pre-season game against the South East Melbourne Phoenix, losing that 96-63. Wow, that's a big loss there. So clearly, work for the Phoenix to do. Sorry, the Breakers to do, not things. Breakers to do in the run-up to their season that starts soon. So obviously, we'll keep you up to date with how they go when they kick off their season on the 17th of January against the Perth Wildcats. Moving on to the bowls, and wow, it was a surprise winner in the singles event. Mike Galloway, who is only a part-time bowler, won this New Zealand Championship 20 years after he won his first championship. This is his second one in the singles. He hasn't been able to play in the singles for the past 3.5 years, but the change of format means that he could play the singles as well, had a fantastic run to the final, where he beat Rory Sodden 21-9. He had beaten the defending champion in the semi-finals 21-13, so he can't say that he lucked out with the draw either. So congratulations to him, and he'll go on and represent New Zealand in the Champion of Champions tournament. Over in the women's pair, and Val Smith and Lisa Pridu claimed their second New Zealand pairs championship in 3 years. So congratulations to them. In an absolute cracking final, they beat Dale Reiner and Celine Smith 17-16. He went right down to the final end in that one. So congratulations to them in the bowls. Over in the A-League, and last night we saw the Newcastle Jets lose to the Western Sydney Wanderers 1-2. That means the Jets have now started their season with two losses on the bounce. That was the Wanderers' first win of the season. They're now 1-2. Sorry, they're now one win and one loss from their games there this evening. And MacArthur FC will host Wellington Phoenix at 7:05 p.m. The Phoenix lost their opening game. MacArthur so far have had one win and one loss in their, this is their first season of existence. So congratulations to them in that win on their opening game. But remember, so this, Phoenix should go into this one as favourites, really. In the beach volleyball, and I'll be honest, I've not got the details up, but I do know that the beach volleyball tour kicks off this weekend here in New Zealand, or the beach tour, national beach tour, and that doesn't help. I say we will. I'll bring you up to speed with the results from that one. The down in Nelson, I think it is, the start of that this weekend. On that one, we'll keep you up to date. Keep us with results of that over the next couple of days. In the cricket, and starting off with the Super Smash on the women's side of things, we had the Central Hinds playing the Otago Sparks. The Hinds went into bat first, scoring 102 off their 20 overs. Atkinson, Dodd, Tomlinson scored 21, 26 and 20 respectively, but none of them went on to score a big score that they needed really to put up a decent total. Amongst the bowlers, Jensen and Black both took two wickets each. The Otago Sparks managed to chase down that target of 103 with just 15.2 overs, so four overs to spare. Ingalls at the top of the innings scored 43 off 38 balls to bat through the innings and guide her side to the win in that one, I say, with plenty of overs to spare. So a good win there for Otago Spark. That means that the Otago Spark jump up to fourth in the table with two wins and two losses. However, the Canterbury Magicians have still only played two games, so two less than that, and will expect to climb above them. That means that Central Hinds now have lost five of all all their games, or lost five games, and sit bottom of the table. Over on the men's side of things, and the Central Stags went into bat first, and Woker, the captain, kicked off the innings well with 106 of just 58 balls, meaning that the Central Stags posted 223 in their 20 overs. It was also a half century for Young, who scored 50 off 25 balls as well. The Otago Volts never really got into the chase, reaching 170 off their 20 overs, meaning they lost by 53 runs in that one. Top score was Kelly, who was run out for 75 off just 54 balls. No one else really got going, even though there were a couple of starts in there, but they're always chasing that run rate. And that means now that the Central Stags climb up to second in the table, but they've played more games than anybody else. They've got three wins and two losses. The Firebirds still sit top of the table with three wins and from their three games. Canterbury Kings have dropped to third, but they have they've won both of their games so far, and having only played two games. Today, the Super Smash moves on to Wellington, where the Blaze will take on the Northern Spirit, and the Wellington Firebirds will take on the Northern Knights in that one. The Northern Spirit is top versus third. So cracking game there between Northern Spirit and Wellington Blaze, where the Wellington Firebirds heavy favourites against the Northern Knights to win that second one there. In the over in Australia for the Test match, and a collapse really by Australia, saw them not post a total as high as you would expect them to. Stephen Smith got back in to act with 131 before he was a run out. He was the last person in the innings, but he was running out of partners with when he went for the 10th wicket to four. He found partners in Le Bouchon, who were put on a century partnership with him, meaning that Australia reached 206 for three, but were all bowled out for 338, as only two of the bottom of basically the bottom order could score into double figures. Matthew Wade got 13, Mitchell Starc got 24, but Green went for a duck, as did Cummings and Leon, and captain Tim Payne also just scored one. Hazelwood was not out on one as well. So a real collapse there by Australia. Jadeja, Ravindra Jadeja with four wickets led the bowling there. And Bumrah with two wickets also helped out. India, in reply, had a good opening of 70 between the openers, as Rohit Sharma scored 26 and Gill 50. He just made his half century before he got out. That means that they're 96 for 2 with Pujara and Rahane in there, both the new batsmen in there. So we'll have to wait and see if Australia can make headway in this one after on the beginning of the third day over there in Sydney. You are now up to speed with all of the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Don't forget, I'll be back with you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. Also, I'm planning to be at some of the club cricket in Auckland tomorrow for their 2020 games, a double header for me to go to. So look out for some post-match interviews with the players and coaches from the Auckland Premier T20 competition. And I hope you all have a wonderful weekend this weekend.